Driving a semi-truck is a job that gives you plenty of time to think. It was too much time to think for Jordan Washington.
I was on the road late nights. I mean, I'd leave at like 11 p.m. I'd be out till 6 in the morning just driving to one store and coming back, and had time to think since I'm by myself.
There's
nothing else to do. You just sit there, think, and I've listened to my playlist 500 times.
Jordan got into truck driving through a friend. The job paid well, and it was fun in the beginning. That is, until the monotony sunk in.
But then after a while, I'm just like, okay, I'm bored. Like, this is not for me.
Truck driving was just one of the many gigs Jordan took following high school, when he wasn't sure what was next.
So I had no idea what I wanted to do when I got out of high school. I was working at Arby's at the time. I actually just got another job at the Tim Hortons to try to get some more money. I really had no direction. I was kind of just hanging out with whatever friends were left in town, because a lot of my friends had went off to college. So kind of trying to figure everything out.
Following the stint at Arby's and Tim Hortons, Jordan enrolled in broadcasting school, thinking he'd become a sports reporter. But the demanding hours kept him away from his growing family. He needed something stable. So he found work for a cable company. Then, chasing better pay, he delivered Pepsi products to stores. After that, he finally opted for a job driving semi-trucks for Target. By the time Jordan was truck driving, he had 3 kids. He spent late nights driving, thinking of ways to support the needs of his family. He needed a better paying gig. But the only way to get one of those, Jordan thought, was through college.
My parents were always pushing, you know, gotta go to school, gotta get the degree, but it never resonated with me. I was like, I don't see the point. Everybody's got all this debt. If you guys aren't even employed in the fields that, like, you got your degree in, like, you're learning a bunch of stuff you're not even using. So I just kept looking for something until I found something that was for me.
And how do we find something that's for us? I'm Leticia Wiggins, and this is Rivet, the podcast from WOSU Public Media, where we talk about different ways of getting to work. Each episode looks outside the more conventional routes to good jobs. There was a time before college even existed, before it was the ticket to a good career. Centuries before college, these things called apprenticeships helped people get ahead. A teacher, also known as a master craftsman, would employ a younger person or apprentice as cheap labor. The apprentice, in turn, was given free food and lodging and learned the trade. This relationship created a future generation of bakers, blacksmiths, tailors, trades that kept the economy afloat. The U.S. Department of Labor counted over 500,000 apprentices currently in action nationwide. They're not all butchers and blacksmiths, but they're bricklayers, electricians, carpenters, and pipe fitters, to name a few. These are in-demand gigs, saving the U.S.'s infrastructure. But people aren't taking these jobs. And there are a few reasons why. There's a general lack of awareness as to how the building trades work. If people do know about the trades, they peg them as dirty, backbreaking labor. And then, when somebody is actually interested in becoming an apprentice, they don't always have the skills to get into the program. Dorsey Hager is head of Columbus Building Trades, an organization that represents trade unions in Central Ohio. He goes to high schools spreading awareness about apprenticeships. At career fairs, he stands behind a table covered with flyers and a small plastic construction crane. Dorsey remembers one instance that goes to the heart of the difficulty in promoting this type of work.
So I'm at this career fair, and there's colleges there, and you know, the military's there, and a husband and wife come by, and their son is a senior in high school, so he's like 4 months from graduating. And the wife says, you know, what do you do? Who do you represent? And I said, I'm from the building trades. I represent the 14 trade unions in Columbus and Central Ohio that build your schools, your roads, your bridges, your office buildings, your universities. And she just kind of looked at me and just kind of walked away. And her husband was asking me questions. He's like, well, explain to me the apprenticeship. Explain to me, you know, what different apprenticeships are offered, the skills that are learned in this. And I basically just gave him the 15-second version.
Dorsey fills the data in on the details. Apprentices are paid during their training with benefits for themselves and their families. As an apprentice, they make well over minimum wage. And when they get to the top and become a journey person, they can make up to $125,000 a year, plus full benefits. The dad is invested in the conversation. And then he asks maybe the most important question.
the father said, well, how much does this cost? And I said, that's the thing. It's all tuition free. The only cost to the student, the worker, the member is his time. You know, that's it. It's all tuition free. So he calls his wife back over and he says, hey, honey, he says, you need to talk about this guy. He says, you know, our son can learn a skill that he can take anywhere. He can make a good living with a full benefit package, plus earn college credit, all tuition free. And this sounds pretty good. And also he gets off my payroll a little sooner than, you know, than most kids usually would. And her reply was, my baby's not digging ditches for the rest of his life. And unfortunately, that's kind of the stigma, the stereotype that we're dealing with and we're trying to diffuse.
Dorsey's used to this response. Apprenticeships in the building trades are hard work, and that sometimes means you have to dig ditches. But a lot of people in high school have this perception. Jordan did. He had a similar feeling about the trades in high school.
Because, you know, no one really knows about the trades in high school. That's not something that they push. It's go to school, go to the military, or you're going to work fast food. And then, I mean, you kind of heard about the trades, but they're like, oh, it's hard work and your back's going to hurt and it's backbreaking and all this.
Jordan didn't seriously consider a job in the building trades until a family friend, who was a pipe fitter in a local union, encouraged him to consider pipe fitting. He decided to apply.
Yeah, you know, I was like, all right, this will be it. I'll be able to get in here, maybe. I'll be set from there because, you know, he's always talking about his retirement and he's buying brand new trucks and campers and things like that. And I'm like, yeah, that's what I want to do. That looks good.
Jordan saw financial stability in a career through the trades. Unfortunately, he narrowly missed the pipefitter apprenticeship application deadline. So instead, on a whim, he turned in an application he'd started for the electric union. It had been sitting on his fridge for at least a month. And then he got an interview.
We set the interview up for a Wednesday. The interview went really well, and they had actually called me back by Friday and offered me a job and position.
And with that, Jordan became part of the IBEW, or the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, leaving long nights on the open road behind him. Jordan thinks that's that. He got in, so the rest should be easy. He's just got to get through the program. Or so he thought, until the first day of class.
I actually signed up to be an electrician. It's a funny story. I remember telling my girlfriend. I was like, oh, I want to be an electrician. I was like, I don't want to do any math. I was like, I don't think they do any math. They just pull wires and things like that. And then we sat down the first day in the EPAC class, and they're like, oh, electricians do the most math in all the trades. I'm like, oh, great, here we go. Exactly, this is not what I wanted, but so math kind of scared me for a little bit. Like I said, I didn't pay attention in high school and things like that, but I would have never thought that I'd be doing trig for my job, you know, like.
So here's the thing. The trades don't just require brawn, they need brains, too. This is something that Dorsey explains people just don't know. And it's a definite barrier for getting workers into these jobs.
Our electrical trades program in the building trades is a 5-year program because of the amount of math that's involved. The state electrical code is written at a 14th grade level, which is 2 years into college. So our 5th year electrician apprentices are doing college level trigonometry and math. So, you know, I was pretty good at math, but I never got to a trigonometry level. So for the next 35 years, I could try to get in the IBEW local. I'm never going to get in because of the math skills.
And Jordan admits he didn't pay the most attention in high school.
I wasn't the best in high school. You know, I was an athlete. I had a lackadaisical attitude in high school. I just wanted to have fun. And I was like, can I actually even do this? Will I get through this and everything? But they had a great instructor. You know, we went in class and he just explained everything and then everything just started clicking back and coming to me. I was like, oh, I do know how to do algebra. I remember how to do geometry and I got all this.
Jordan needed to understand the why of what he was learning, how it would apply and relate. This is part of the reason he had such a hard time in college courses.
I went to Columbus State for like 2 months and I was like, the same for me. I actually, when I was at the cable company, I went back to Columbus State and tried it again and then it just reassured. I was like, this ain't for me. Like, I like learning, but I want to learn something that I'm interested in. I was like, this isn't really clicking for me. You know, not everybody learns the same. I really learn with my hands. I'm a more hands-on guy. So I think that's why I enjoy the electrical so much as well, because every day I'm in the field, I'm also learning. It's pretty much like being in class. You know, our journeymen will tell us how to do something. If we can't pick it up, they'll show us how to do it and teach us how to do it. And sometimes it gets repetitive, but that's how you learn it.
Now Jordan finds these math and trade skills not only interesting, but the best part of the apprenticeship process. He's even started to dabble with the teaching side of things, showing people at the Ohio State Fair some of the skills that he's learned.
Right. Uh-huh. So we didn't hit our 3.5. So,
okay, that makes sense.
Yep, now we're too close. Now we got to open her back up.
The most rewarding thing is, for me, is just the knowledge that I'm getting. Because that's something, you know, after I do get my ticket and finish school, that's something that no one will be able to take away from me. And I'll be able to take that anywhere in the world at that point. It's as powerful as a degree for most people, you know, and I'm not paying anything for, I'm not in thousands of dollars of debt or anything like that from it, you know. They're just giving me their knowledge just for my 8 hours a day and little time at school.
And Jordan is hopeful about his future as an electrician. There's potential to grow, learn, and move on in the building trades. In 5 years, he's excited to be done with the program.
In 5 years, I hope that I'm a journeyman electrician, making the big bucks that they're making, and I also want to open my own contracting company with the union. So that's something that I've been trying to learn more about, and I ask questions to other people about and things like that. So I would love to be able to help somebody like myself 10 years down the future who's trying to figure it all out, and if I could bring them in under my wing and give them a job and point them in the right direction, I'd love to do that.
And what about Jordan's parents? They were so certain their son should go to college. How are they feeling about his decision?
Oh, they love it. I told him I'm an apprentice, and right away my family's already asked me, oh, can you come change this outlet? Come change this light? Come do this and that? And I'm just like, I mean, I guess, yeah. And that's the one thing they tell you in the trade. They're like, as soon as you tell anybody you're an electrician, everybody needs your help. And yeah, I tell people that now. I mean, I told my barber the other day, like, I'm doing electric now. And he's like, can you do this for me here at the shop and all this stuff? And yeah, I mean, my family's extremely proud. I didn't get the degree, but I mean, they know, everybody knows when you say electrician, everyone's like, oh, that's real good. You know, it's never going to go away. So we're pretty much set for forever.
So, Jordan didn't let the stigma of ditch-digging trade jobs or his parents' expectations get in his way. He's digging into his apprenticeship, and with hard work, his future is looking bright. You've been listening to Rivet, a podcast series that matches people and skills to in-demand jobs. Rivet is produced by WOSU Public Media as part of American Graduate Getting to Work, a national initiative supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. We want to hear your story. Visit us at wosu.org/rivet or email us at rivet@wosu.org. Rivet is written and produced by me, Leticia Wiggins, and edited by Michael DeBonis. Thanks for listening. Now get back to work.